And Rude Climb Pass in the garden for us. Hey, Rude.
Yeah, hey, Jack, how are you feeling?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I just wondered what it was like to live on the 6 feet floor.
Do you know, it's... Okay, have you ever lived in an apartment?
No.
Yeah,
I have. Well, in the Netherlands, I have.
Yeah, okay, so you live in a high-density living there, right?
Oh, yeah. In the middle of a city, in a tiny brick, old, very ancient brick house.
Yeah.
And with a baby, and no garden, nothing, no land at all.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I mean, mine's a stage of life thing, though, you know? So I love the elements. I love being outside as well. But I sort of think that right now, while I don't have a family, I work in the city, it makes a lot of sense for me to live in a high-density option. And, you know, I lived in an apartment in New York for years, so... I love living on the 16th floor. I love how easy it is to maintain and, you know, I can lock up and leave and all that sort of stuff. But I know that one day, you know, I'll have a different sort of place with a backyard and hopefully some kids running around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, and when I saw your article with your dad and all that sort of stuff, or saw that item, and I knew where you came from. So that's why I thought we need to actually say something about mental and physical health and about the fact that we need to go out a little bit more. So
yeah.
So what are some of the options? Now I know you grow stuff on your balcony.
Yeah.
Do we still have allotments in New Zealand?
I feel like in some parts of Wellington there'll be some allotments, or you know, like I feel there'll be sort of some community allotments or something like that. But I don't know if we do, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. It's stuff like that that is getting so important. And the more I'm getting into, for instance, teacher training and doing work with school kids,
this is
where you see them suddenly come to life. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So forget about all this. This is just the past, and it's the same for me. And I still don't understand how I lived in the middle of Wageningen in the city, you know. And mind you, I was working in the forest all the time.
Hmm.
What can you do in New Zealand? Walk in a local park, number one.
Right.
Listening to the smell and of the birds and the smell of flowers and all that sort of stuff. And then when you do have a little piece of garden thing and you really want to do something with your family, how do you start? You can go to a garden center, you know, and see what is in vogue there and what works. But the best thing to do, as far as I'm concerned, is go to a local botanic garden. Now, Auckland, I know Jack Hobbs, my old mate, he's got a botanic gardens, which has got so many examples of what you can do at a small scale, even hedges. Hagley Park, Wellington Botanic Gardens, Dunedin, Pukekura, all that sort of places, you know, it's wonderful. And basically, the final thing is really that when you finally get to what you're going to be doing in your own garden, how do you find out what grows locally? And here comes the best tip ever. And I've maintained this for decades. Go for a walk around the block. See what grows in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make a note of what you like.
It's really simple as that, yeah.
It is. It is activity, and it is your brain going and all that. And if you don't know what is something in somebody's garden, knock on the front door and ask the owner. And I bet you end up with a cutting.
Yeah, I bet you do too. You're so right. I reckon getting out and getting, you know, feeling the elements on your face, being a little closer to nature is something we should all do every single day. Thank you, Rude.